You're listening to Walking Away, Sadie Winters on B98.5.
Whether you were listening to the radio in Atlanta, Seattle,
I want to play this clip for you.
St. Louis.
But there is no Sadie Winters.
Or even the Joe Rogan Experience.
You watch it make this song, and then you listen to the song, and you're like,
there has been one artist who has exploded in popularity this week. In case you missed it.
It's like, listen to this.
Create a square avatar of a fictitious female alternative slash indie singer and a name for her.
Wow, Sadie Winters.
Just going to create the song lyrics.
Wait, how many seconds was that?
That was like about 4 seconds. Oh, God. Put my lyrics in.
The lyrics that happened in 4 seconds.
Yes. And then hit create. Let's listen.
Look at music educator Rick Beato's eyes. You can see the moment his creation becomes real.
And I don't know how long it took you from start to finish to...
Less than 3 minutes.
We kind of knew what AI could do. We never expected this Sadie Winters to build a fan base. So we went back to Rick Beato to get his take on what's happened here.
When Joe Rogan mentioned it, he was shocked, too, that this is going to put people out of business, even though I don't believe that that's true.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, no.
Why not?
Once people find out that it's an AI artist and there's not an actual human to see, I think that there's a disconnection.
It's kind of an investment for you to be a fan. You have to put money and time and effort into being a fan.
That's right. While you looked right
through. Can you imagine that there's people out there making music videos to Sadie Winters now?
That blew me away. That was the thing that was, I think, the most surprising when I saw that.
She's alive.
Yeah.
She was crying.
I'd say it's an amazing deep fake, but it's not, but Sadie Winters is not real, so it's not really a fake. It's, I don't know what it is.
I'm not sure what that is. I mean, there's no word for it,
no.
Right?
I heard the song. I thought it was a really, really cool song. You and I come from the MTV generation.
Yeah.
I used that screenshot that you guys created to prompt AI to create the video. While your stories
grew so bold. He's talking about this video. Just search YouTube. There's a bunch of these things. We tracked down Eric Hamilton in Raleigh, North Carolina.
It's not my job. No, I'm a digital analytics guy. I'm a computer nerd, yeah. but I'm not creative.
But this full story, Sadie walking through the festival, arguing with her boyfriend, it's all a result of just 3 months of goofing around with OpenAI's Sora text-to-video model.
4-minute video took about 4 hours from start to finish. I wanted to replicate Sadie Winters, have her show emotions in video, and I also wanted her to sing.
AI artists like this may feel original, but they're just pulling from songs we've all heard before.
It's been trained on the music of humanity, right? Pretty much everything that's ever been written.
Is music just math and computer science, or is it soul?
At its core, it's math and computers.
But consider this. We've seen this before. Some of the same warnings about artificial intelligence you hear today sound like what was said about synthesizers or sampling. Yet music videos are still here, now available in the kitchen table home version.
We're on the cusp of some brilliant filmmaker producing something on the level of a James Cameron or Steven Spielberg, or George Lucas. It's unleashing on the world the creative talent.
Also, who owns Sadie Winters? Who owns her songs, her music? You made it, but you don't own her.
No, so anything that's completely generated by AI, it's not copyrightable.
And you testified in front of Congress.
I did. That was one of my suggestions. These things need to get worked out between the people that own the AI companies and the music publishers.
It was fun for me to bring to life someone else's work.
Sounds like this is something that people who have creative minds but no musical talent can find a way to become a musician.
Absolutely. AI bridges the gap.
And that gap is where we are today. Where the bridge is leading us is yet to be written. For CBS Saturday Morning, I'm Dave Malkoff in Raleigh, North Carolina.